Some, however, claim they received this name because their master gave his lectures in the sheltered arcade of the gymnasium, known as the Peripatos. Aristotle is credited with the founding of logic. It was over 2,000 years before a logician of similar caliber was to appear. He was a metaphysician almost on a par with Plato, and he surpassed his master in both ethics and epistemology. Despite this, Plato has the edge on him as an originator. Aristotle may have come up with the answers, but Plato was the one to see the basic questions which we should be asking in the first place. Aristotle's most significant achievement was in the field of logic. To all intents, he invented this subject. Aristotle came to see logic as the foundation on which all learning is based. Plato had understood that knowledge could be discovered by dialectic, conversation argument by means of question and answer, but it was Aristotle who formalized and advanced this method with his discovery of the syllogism. According to Aristotle, the syllogism showed that when certain things are stated, it can be shown that something other than what is stated necessarily follows. For example, if we make the following two statements, all humans are mortal, all Greeks are human, it can be inferred that all Greeks are mortal. This is logically necessary and undeniable. Aristotle distinguished between different types of syllogism involving negatives or limited cases, but they all had the same basic structure. The major premise is followed by a minor premise, which leads to a conclusion. Thus, no philosophers are dunces. Some humans are philosophers. Therefore, some humans are not dunces. To our present way of thinking, this type of argument appears hopelessly cumbersome and liable to lead to all kinds of woolly thought, but in its day it represented a categorical advance in human thinking, of a magnitude that has remained unsurpassed before or since. That is not to say it doesn't have certain definite flaws. For instance, the syllogism, all horses are animals, all horses have hooves, therefore some animals have hooves. This argument is valid only if there are such things as horses, as is shown by the following syllogism of the same structure. All unicorns are horses. All unicorns have horns. Therefore, some horses have horns. Aristotle called his logic analytica, which means unravelling. Every science or field of knowledge had to start from a set of first principles or axioms. From these, its truths could be deduced by logic, or unravelled.